The May 21st regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. We'll pause for our Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and be seated. For staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will then be followed by a presentation from the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a blue speaker card and give it to staff. If you're participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be less than or equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, for those who are participating online, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item. If you want to speak on a petition, once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out the speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal, then address any additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. All right. First order of business is approval of the agenda.
Cole's motion to approve the agenda.
Plunk second.
All right. Voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. There are no notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments. There are several items requested to be removed from the final agenda. There is a future land use map amendment request to rezone from TR2 to TC1, 1421 West Gwinnett Street. In addition, there's a map amendment request to rezone from TR2 to TC1, 1421 West Gwinnett Street. Is there anyone here for that particular agenda item? All right. There is a text amendment, zoning ordinance, Article 7, Section 7.8.10B, Savannah Downtown Historic District Design Standards. Is there anyone here for that agenda item? All right. We also have a text amendment, zoning ordinance, Article 7, Section 7.13-1, Hotel Development Overlay District. Is there anyone here for that item? All right. And a map amendment to request to rezone from BC to RM18. Is there on Zero Fort Argyle Road? Anyone here for that item? And finally, we have a general development plan for 1202 East 69th and 1206 East 68th Street. Is there anyone here for that item? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Cole's motion to remove items 2 through 7 from the final agenda.
Bull second. Yep.
All right. All in favor, voice vote.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The consent agenda has approval of April 30th, 2023 meeting minutes. Do we want to go ahead and do these individually? Okay. All right. Major subdivision, Oakwood at New Hampstead, Phase 1C at 2360 Port Argyle Road. A major subdivision, the Palms Townhomes at 3100 Highgate Boulevard. Authorized the executive director, CEO, to execute a memorandum of understanding for the Coastal Region Metropolitan Planning Organization and a text amendment for Hitch Village PUD plans for Early Learning Center. Is there anyone here who came for those items that would like to speak? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Cole's motion to approve the consent agenda items A through 12.
All right, voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Our first agenda item is old business. Map amendment request to rezone from R2EO to BNEO, 202 Shipyard Road.
Afternoon, Madam Chairman, Commissioners. I'm Brad Clement with Development Services here at the OPC. Apologies. This is a PUD amendment over on Hutchinson Island, the reserve at Savannah Harbor. The request is approval of that amendment to the master plan for residential development approximately 700 feet north of Wayne Shakeford Parkway, approximately 16 feet east of...
We're on 202 Shipyard Road, sorry.
My mistake, sorry. Wrong agenda. We'll get to that one.
Thank you.
Yes, 202 Shipyard. This is old business. It originated September of last year. It's finally ready. This is to bring compliance with zoning for a pre-existing business that had existed at this particular location for 17 years. It had been operating in an R2EO district, which is not congruent with its use as a landscape business at that location. You'll see here the future land use map and the current zoning map. You'll notice adjacent parcels and some at the end of the shipyard corridor there, all zone BN. This is the outlier as a residential unit. The petitioner is asking to rezone it to BN, which would make it the same as everything else along the street. However, the nature of the use is not addressed within the BN, which is meant for a more retail function. So staff recommends that we upzone that to B1, which in many ways is more restrictive, but it covers things like the outdoor storage and the use of the property so it can continue to function as it has for the last 17 years. Here's a site map of the layout. It's not a site plan because this is what exists on the site as it has operated for the last 17 years. I've been to the site. It looks just like this. That's exactly how it operates. Staff's recommendation then is denial of the BN rezoning that was asked for the reasons previously stated, and an alternative rezone to a B1EO, again, for the reasons previously stated. Any significant alteration of the nature or expansion of the business present shall require submission and approval of a site plan meeting the standards of the B1 zoning district. The petitioner is aware that this rezoning has some different setbacks and other caveats to it than the previous R2 zoning district, and he is in current conformance with B1, and he has to stay in that.
Thank you. Is the petitioner present? Please state your name for the record.
I sent it this morning. Y'all sent me an email saying you got it. That is attached. It's on the item itself, she said. Here's your own. Awesome. Oh, shrink it. Yeah, okay. Look at that. Okay. Thank you. Robert McCorkle, here from the firm of McCorkle, Johnson, and McCoy on behalf of Zippers. We support staff's recommendation for approval.
Screen is in charge.
I'm showing up on the big screen.
Uh-huh. Appreciate it. We support staff's recommendation for approval as well as their condition. I just wanted to briefly give you a little bit of context. The Zippers, my clients, are long-term residents of the Montgomery area. They actually live at Six Shipyard, and they own a retail. The retail store portion of their business is located in Sandfly. As was mentioned by Brad, this has been operating their business, their landscaping business has been operating on this property for over 17 years. If you go down Shipyard, this is actually the map highlighted by me showing all the commercially zoned property and commercial uses that immediately surround this property. As was mentioned, this is the only piece of property on this strip of road here that is not already zoned for commercial purposes, although it's been in that use for a long time. Over here, you've actually got Kirby Sanitation, which is running its sanitation operation out of this property and all of its trucks out of the back of the property. There's a fire station that's essentially adjacent to us here. This property that wraps around is owned by an LLC and has some mix of residential and commercial uses on it. There's our site here. And then this is actually an automobile repair facility here. Just to show you a picture, this is the Savannah Auto Works, which is their next door neighbor. And this is the back, which is immediately adjacent to their property here of the Savannah Auto Works. Additionally, across the street, you've got some other, there's a small office been built across the street. There's also other landscaping uses that are used there. I live on Burnside Island, so I drive by this business or this operation, this office, twice a day, every day of my life. I frankly didn't know it was there. If y'all happen to have driven down Shipyard, you probably don't know it's there either. This is a picture, just again, for some context, of the front of the property. And unless you are driving down the driveway or you stop your car immediately in front of it, there's no way to actually tell that there is any kind of office or business operation there. This is it coming the other direction when you're coming across. It appears from the street, is heavily buffered, and it appears from the street essentially as a residential property. Just for a little bit of information, they don't have any large equipment running out of here. This is just pickup trucks and trailers, no large vehicles. Over the period of 17 and a half years, they haven't had any disputes with their neighbors or any ordinance violations from the county. We submitted 5 letters of support for the project, including, or for the rezoning to allow it to stay there, including from 201 Shipyard, 209 Shipyard, 108 and 116 Shipyard. And with all of that, we agree with the conditions supported by staff, and we ask that you support staff's recommendation for rezoning.
Thank you. Any questions for the applicant or staff?
Mr. McCorkle.
Yes, ma'am.
Were there any letters of opposition or the community meeting where there was opposition?
There were some letter. Well, I can let staff speak for that.
Ma'am, there were letters of opposition dated when this case began a year ago, almost a year ago. There were some people speak out at the neighborhood meeting. I was not at that neighborhood meeting, but I have read the recorded comments. If you have specific questions about the concerns. There was some confusion on the part of those present, I think, as the nature of what was going on. Again, Mr. McCorkle had talked about the sanitation business at the end of Shipyard. There were some concerns regarding the automotive shop adjacent to this parcel. All of that taken and mixed, we don't want stuff in our residential neighborhood type of comment, and I understand that, but it seemed to be a conflation of all the things with associated grievances as it related to everything on Shipyard.
Thank you.
One of the reasons, too, we separated this particular item and delayed it is because some of the folks at the neighborhood meeting were actually concerned about the other project that was up Ferguson that had been before y'all that had some other issues going on. It was a newer business. And so that was one of the reasons we wanted to separate it. So, and some of the comments that were received were also about the trucks in the morning, but it was about the Kirby operation that operates before 6 a.m., not our operation. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Is there anyone online who had? All right. Any discussion? Motion?
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation with the condition.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Ms. Emmett?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Nochica?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Wywoody?
Yes.
I too say yes. Motion passes.
Mr. Welch, yes, if you would please. No, I'm on here.
Recognize
Mr. Welch is here, please.
Mr. Welch, I'm glad you're here. And how would you vote?
I said yes.
Okay. I'm sorry? I asked. Okay. Our next item is regular business master plan amendment for Zero Grand Prize of America.
Commissioners, Madam Chairman, as I alluded to previously, the project on Hutchison Island involves a PUD, the reserve at Savannah Harbor. This is a residential PUD. Here you can see the master plan as it previously existed. It had been through several iterations, though vertical construction on the project has lagged for numerous reasons in the 20-year time span that we've all been living through. I should point out that the streets and sewer and infrastructure to this project are already on the ground or in the ground. So the changes that we're talking about are really housing types. There's been no change to the configuration because, again, the streets are already on the ground. So here is the area in specific where the changes are occurring. They are increasing a single-family attached townhomes. They're zeroing out a couple of previously detached housing styles and increasing the number of single-family detached. Excuse me. And in this, it's a net reduction of 4 dwelling units and an increase of open space to accommodate changing market conditions. This one's pretty simple. We've been through this last month. We are literally changing the colors on a map. There is no vertical construction to speak of. There are 12 buildings finished as part of this PUD. So staff recommends approval with no conditions.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yep.
Good afternoon. I'm Felipe Toledo with Thomas & Haddon, representing our client Green Room Partners, the applicant. And I want to thank staff for their review and recommendation of approval and request that the board take that into consideration. If there's any question, happy to answer.
All right. Do we have any questions for the applicant or staff? Okay. I'll entertain a motion. No.
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
All right. Mr. Wywoody?
Yes.
Mr. Welch?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Nochica?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Ms. Amick?
Yes.
And I too say yes. Motion passes. All right. Our next agenda item is a special use request for indoor amusement year-round haunted house at 100 West Lathrop Avenue.
Madam Chair, Commissioner. Petition request approval of special use permit pursuant to Section 3.10 of the Savannah Zoning Ordinance to establish an indoor amusement. Proposed amusement will establish a year-round haunted house attraction based on the history and legends of the Savannah area. The special use permit will create a new special use in the light industrial district pursuant to the newly created special use in Section 5.4 principal use table with use-specific standards in Article 8, Section 8.5, commercial use standard for limited and special uses. This is a project that has been building for a long time. Through several iterations back and forth between this body, City Council, and now the special use now exists. Now it is the time to determine whether the special use permit is appropriate for the location. Here is an overview of the location. You can see it there near the interchange with 516. Here are the future land uses in the area. Everything seems to be commercial along that corridor with the subject parcel, the grayed out area, remaining light industrial. That seems to be the clustering of commercial densities around that intersection and corridor. Current zoning, it is surrounded by other commercial uses with some industrial uses. Future land use has all of that going commercial. Here is a rudimentary site plan that meet part of the special use permit conditions that illustrate the parking requirements can be met. Ingress, egress to the site is available. Here is a internal of how the amusement tends to work in the space allocation within the building. There's some notional fire exit depicted on the plan. And again, this is just a general development plan. This is for enough information to provide the special use to allow the petitioner to move forward with a specific site plan and nail those details down. Based on the artifacts presented and the acceptance by the City Council of the allowable special use, staff recommends approval of the requested special use with the following conditions. Special use permit shall not be transferable. A specific site plan, as previously mentioned, will be subsequently approved showing conformance with all applicable ordinances and will be subject to the reviews of the city departments and approvals. Any future material change to the site plan will be further reviewed and approved by this body. If those changes are significant enough in scope or creep or change in the special use as granted, the MPC may refer that back to City Council for another look.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
I think he's the applicant. I'm just a person that owns the property.
We'll call on you when the time comes. Right now, it's the applicant's turn. Thank you.
Did you attach it? I think she attached all of them to the actual item.
Not this one. Here we go.
Not those.
There we go. There you go. Thank you.
Just the one.
I had no idea this thing was touching into. Robert McCorkle from law firm McCorkle Johnson McCoy here again on behalf of the petitioner. Again, just to show a little bit of context, and y'all are very familiar with this general concept because this is the third time we've been at this meeting to go through this. Originally, this use in general was approved by right and by the MPC in the district. Then council sent it back here based on some concerns about the continuation of industrial uses that were in the middle of traditional residential neighborhoods on the west side. This was not a concern of this particular piece of property, but about adding the uses that allowed use by right. And so it was sent back to City Council as a conditional use or a special use with specific condition requiring the submittal of a conceptual plan in connection with the application. This is an overhead view of the particular site, which is here within the triangle. It's a unique site. It's surrounded by right-of-way on three sides, Augusta Avenue, Lathrop Avenue, as well as the railroad track here. It's also surrounded on two sides by industrially zoned property and on two sides by BC zoned property. This is the actual zoning map, which I don't think was up there before, showing all this property is IL, IL to the south of it as well. And we've got BC, including a liquor store that's located immediately across the street. To the east of us, there is a fire station right here, as well as a city water pump station right here. And then this is heavy industrial to the back here. Interestingly also, there's not going to be any traffic put out of this business that goes towards the residences, which you can see here are over to the west, because Augusta Avenue is actually a one-way street when it's in front of this property up to the edge of the property. So all the access will be on and off of Lathrop. This actually shows the uses surrounding, but this is on, the access is on and off of Lathrop as shown on the site plan. So all the traffic coming off will be going right. There is no exit coming back here off of, Lathrop. So the proposed uses was mentioned as a haunted house attraction based on history of Savannah. It's supposed to highlight specific Savannah locations. It's going to take you through a series of rooms and corridors that will walk you through various places from Savannah is the idea. Somewhat similar to an escape room, because I got asked this question, it operates on a reservation basis. So it's not like an event facility, and it's not the kind of thing where anyone can just walk up and show up. You have to go online and actually make your reservation just like you would in an escape room for a specific time. So you can sign up by the hour of the time during the daytime, and they'll work everybody through the process of going through the facility. They'll get everybody out. They straighten everything and reset back up. And then whatever that time frame is, they have the next scheduled group will come in so that people do it all through reservations. It's the entire operation is completely contained indoors, which is one of the requirements that was put on the special use by this body as well as city council. There's some examples of these around the country, including in the state of Georgia. There's one called Netherworld in Stone Mountain, Georgia, which operates exactly the same way. And interestingly, theirs was not a creative reuse of an industrial property. It was a creative reuse of an abandoned office park, but done for the same reason, where they came in and bought out an entire very large office park and then built one of these facilities to the inside of it. That was mentioned by staff. The project does meet all of the special use criteria. We're also not seeking any variances. I do want to make one comment about the conditions on the project, and obviously we'd rather have it approved with the conditions than not approved at all. So if the conditions are required, then that's fine. I did want to make a comment about particularly condition number two. Condition number two has some language in it that requires us to have a site plan, a specific site plan in connection with the use. And this is actually, by the way, this is a picture of the property itself. This is a fairly old picture, but as it currently existed, and this is a picture of the corner where the parking lot will be inserted here. And when this use went to council, special use went to council, and when it was approved by council, it was required to have a conceptual general development plan so that everybody could see what it is. Now we're back with that. We've satisfied that, and then now there's an additional requirement being put on for a specific site plan, and then says approved by the various city groups, whatever, however it's worded. My only concern about that is that we're adding a requirement. We either have to have a specific site plan or we don't for the development of the site pursuant to the ordinance. There's an entire set of development guidelines that exist in the ordinance for what we have to do to meet. And so I just always have concerns about these additional conditions that seem to add an additional site plan requirement that somehow is different from whatever site plan requirement we're already required to meet inside the ordinance. And so I just don't want there to be any confusion about that in the future. The third condition that's on there does require us to come back if we make any material changes to the plan that we've showed in connection with a special use. My opinion is that covers the issue. If we changed what the site plan is,
that we've already showed by any material way, we're going to have to come back for blessing for that special use anyway. And so I'm trying to avoid having additional conditions that may create confusion in the future about which site plan approval we're actually supposed to be seeking as opposed to the one that's in the ordinance already. But with that, we'd ask for your support for approval of the special use.
All right.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do I have questions? Go ahead, Mr. Coles.
Just for staff, is staff opposed to striking the second condition based on what Mr. McCorkle presented?
No, staff is not. The reason being, we want to see the site plan is because we've looked at a general development plan. How would we know if it materially changed from the general development plan, which drove special use, if we didn't see a specific site plan that resembled what was presented in the general plan? I mean, are we expecting the applicant to self-notify? Hey, I changed what I asked for. How else would we know? And again, this ties the review to all the appropriate city departments to include fire safety. We do not have the expertise to look at those plans and make the determination, hey, this is a bad idea or not. We've seen notional locations of emergency exits. It's not our call.
So your position is to keep all three conditions?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Notrika? I'm sorry. Anybody else? I have a question for staff. Would this be allowed in a commercial zone, the haunted house?
I believe so, yes.
It is a by right use in a commercial zone.
I'm not 100%. We'll check. It could potentially be limited depending on the type of commercial.
Crazy stuff.
Madam Chair, it's by right in BC. Yeah. And be it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions? All right, we have at least one citizen, Ms. Perdue. It's your turn to talk now. If you would state your name for the record, please.
My name is Kay Perdue, P-E-R-D-U-E. I'm sorry, I didn't know the way that things operate, but I own a business there, a building, commercial building that's close. I believe it's within 300 feet of this place that they want to rezone, and over the years we've had broken windows and just a little vandalizing, and we'd hate to see this area come in with more liquor, people are consuming liquor and falling all over the street there. It's a very short street, and there's already a gas station, Anchorage Lounge, and all around. And I talked to the man that was he's the owner of the Anchorage Lounge, and he seemed to think that that was the thing we needed. And I just don't want to see anybody get hurt or going. That's such a short street that it's a one-way street, and people that don't know the area and don't know where the parking is, I don't know where anybody's going to park. So that's why I'm against it.
Thank you very much. It is not a rezoning, though. It's a special use permit that they're requesting.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do I have anybody else? Okay. Go ahead, Mr. McCorkle.
Just real quick. For what it's worth, there is no intention of having an alcohol license here at the site as it certainly as it stands right now. And I would just like to say, yes, the use is permitted in the BC. We specifically went through this process because we're trying not to downzone the property. The petition was that this is an appropriate use as a reuse of warehouses without having to rezone the property, which is why we went through the process before, and then City Council approved it. So we think that we meet the criteria of the special use as they exist, and then we've satisfied, we believe, the requirements that Council put forth in connection with having a special use of this type in this district.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr.
I'm sorry, if I could just add, I'm sorry, Edward Morrow, Director of Development Services here at the MPC. Just as a note on kind of the practical implications of this second condition, this would make this specific development plan treated like we treat plats. So this is something that would be submitted in the same way that a plat would come to this board if it's a major subdivision, and it could potentially, as long as it is consistent with the general development plan, be placed on a consent agenda, at which point you would have the opportunity to review it and say, hey, we are satisfied that everything is okay and send it through on consent, or you could pull it and discuss it. It would not require notice. And so typically these add only a very tiny amount of additional time for review to any given site plan review, if that's helpful.
All right, thank you. Any other questions?
This is for Mr. McCorkle or staff. The only issue was asking about parking. Could you show the overlay? You were saying this was a section for parking. Could you show the overlay so that she sees where it is, please?
And
yes, so this is, I might be able to blow this up a little bit. This is the site plan. There's some parking existing in the rear here, which will also be restriped and used in the back for employees, et cetera. But the new parking lot will be constructed on the it's actually two parcels as it currently exists, will be constructed on the front parcel up along Augusta Road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Ready for a motion?
Calls motion to approve staff's recommendation with the three conditions as written.
All right, thank you. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
No.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Nochica?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Welch?
Yes.
Mr. Wywoody? Oh, he's already left. I'm sorry. I, too, say yes, the motion passes. Lastly, we have a map amendment request to rezone from TR2 to TC1, 1100 East 31st Street.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Planning Commission. This is Edward Morrow, Director of Development Services. I'm going to speak to you briefly about a request to rezone a property at 1100 East 31st Street. This is at the intersection of Waters Avenue and East 31st. Just to orient everyone, it's about three quarters of a mile north of Daffin Park. All right. And so to look at the future land use map and the current zoning map, we can see here looking down Waters Corridor, there's already a significant amount of property designated along Waters for traditional commercial use. This is one such parcel that presently is designated for traditional commercial future land use, but is not zoned at present for traditional commercial use. It is traditional residential too. And so this is a petition to bring this line that you see right here just on the other side so that this would be included in the commercial properties that are affronting Waters. Looking back at the Sanborn maps from 1955 to 66, we can see that commercial use is consistent with the historic use on this parcel. We can see here, this is the parcel outlined in red. There was previously a restaurant and some stores that were located here along with some upper story residences. And so this is the structure that previously was located on the parcel. It has since been torn down. MPC staff is aware that the petitioner has made contact with the Live Oak Neighborhood Association. The petitioner spoke with the neighborhood president, and she indicated to me that she would reach out to her constituents and that they would be present today to voice their concerns regarding the rezoning. This particular request is not made in association with any specific proposed development. This is simply just to change the zoning map so that anything within the TC1 zoning district that has the ability to meet the standards that you see on your screen right now would be permitted. Again, all future development would be contingent upon the ability of any given proposal to meet the current development standards or to seek variance relief. With that, MPC staff does recommend approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. Is the petitioner here? Mr. McCorkle again.
Man, last time.
Surprise, surprise.
I know you are sick.
Did you have something?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Never had three in one day before. This is the first.
Today is your lucky day.
I may turn some down next time. Too many in one day. Robert McCorkle from McCorkle, Johnson & McCoy here on behalf of the petitioner. We agree with the staff report as it's written. It covers it fairly well. I think the picture the staff has better than my picture here, which is, and sorry, I broke my glasses, that the TC1 is on all three corners of our intersection except for ours. It also covers virtually every piece of property on Waters Avenue between Victory Drive and Bolton. When you looked at the pink version that Edward was showing there earlier, it's also consistent with the future land use map. It's also consistent with the historic use of the property. This is actually the building that formerly sat on this piece of property. It had some commercial uses in the bottom and then some residential uses up top. The building was condemned and torn down by my client. The purpose of rezoning this is to be able to build apartments on this corner. What we'd like to do is come in and put in some apartments. We're having some discussion still about exactly what that's going to look like. But the uses that will be added by converting from the TR2, or I think it's TR2, into the TC1 already exist in the area. They already exist all around Waters. We're not trying to inject any bad uses or change of use into the area or onto this piece of property. But the intent ultimately is to build apartments on the property. And with that, we support staff's recommendation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. McCorkle or staff? All right. I have two speaker cards.
I'd like
Pat
to be
Johnson.
Able to talk about it if I can.
If you come on up to the speaker, please, or to the microphone, please, and state your name for the record.
Of the neighborhood speak. I'm the president. I'm
if
Patricia
you can
Johnson.
State your name. Oh, thank you.
I'm the president of Live Oak. I spoke with Mr. McCropper, and I told him then that we were going to get together with the neighborhoods, but I have also talked with some of the neighbors, and they really don't approve of it. I asked him personally what kind of apartments they're going to put up. He couldn't tell me. Now, we're being a citizen, we have a right to know what kind of apartments we're going to put up because we need something for our citizens. If you're going to put up all these high prices, our neighbors can't do it. That's mine, and that's from some of the others. Now, some of the things that he's saying, I don't agree with it, but y'all have the last say-so just as good as we do. And I hope that we can all come on one accord and get something that our people can live in. How would you feel if we come into y'all neighborhood and just put something up, a tear down without y'all being notified? And I don't think it's right. We don't know nothing about it until y'all put a sign up. The property get toned down, just like this one, it got toned down. Nobody didn't know anything about it. And I don't think it's fair because we are taxpayers just as well as y'all are. Mr. McCrocker don't stay in the area, but he can come up with all these fantastic places and put it up in our neighborhood. It's not right. Now the rest of my minutes can go to Ms. Mary. Thank you.
Any questions for the resident? All right. Marianne, and I apologize. I am not going to try your last name. I've heard it three or four times, and I still am not there.
Hi there. I'm Marianne Goydish. I'm a resident of Live Oak, and I have been here before. My concern is with the changing of the neighborhood, but not for the benefit. So One, there's one apartment house on Waters between Victory and Anderson, one. And that has commercial underneath. Two-story, one, I think it has two apartments above. Yes, it, Waters is commercial. And God bless any commercial person who puts up a business, because without the parking, they just come and go, come and go. But Mr. McCorkle wants to put apartments. So I drove by 31st Street. And you will notice very nice houses with spaces. Now they're going to be apartment houses. And let me tell you something else. 31st Street has no parking on the first one quarter to one third of the street on either side. There is no parking on Waters. Yes, there is a vacant building lot across the street, and the house down on Anderson bought a vacant lot, put up parking for that residential community. To insert a multi-story apartment in a residential neighborhood, there are 23 houses on 31st Street between Waters and Live Oak. Five of those are duplexes. That's 30 families living in a block with one half restricted parking. Where are these people going to park? Where are they going to get their amenities? Where is the traffic going to go? It's not, yes, we need housing, but we need housing compatible with the property lines. And unfortunately, Mr. McCorkle has a history of bringing something to the commission that has not considered the various boundaries of civilization, parking, pedestrian traffic. He tends to build to the sight line, which, as you can see, is only 2 feet wide, and it's not very attractive. Yes, there has been some work with some planting, but there's a little lamppost. There's not the space. And asking to be given permission to put something through, which we then have to fight one by one by one by one, because everything needs, well, I need an easement, I need an amendment, I need a little consideration here and there. It doesn't do Mr. McCorkle or his owner any good, and it doesn't do the community any good. Yes, we need apartments, but let's have something consistent with the neighborhood. 31st Street has beautiful duplexes, two families. Let's see something similar.
Thank you, Ms. Goydish.
Sorry to tell.
That's okay.
Thank you.
This is just a rezoning. He has not suggested, not brought forward anything that he plans to build. It is a rezoning, and it does meet our future land use map designation for that rezoning. But thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions for, would you like to rebut Mr. McCorkle? I'm sorry.
Just really quickly, there will be future, if we seek a variance, when we have to get a site plan approved, there will be future public meetings that will be involved in any project that gets constructed on the site. I'd like to say I think it's going to be better than what was there for a long period of time. And there are other apartment complexes, there are other apartment buildings, some of them large scale, some of them small scale, going down Waters Avenue for sure. Other than just the one that she was referring to. There are plenty of others, and we want to build a good project, and that's what we're working on. But the simple question, as you mentioned, is just whether or not the zoning is appropriate, and we believe that it is.
Thank you. Any questions, discussions? Go ahead.
Mr. McCorkle, could you address the parking that was raised, the parking issue that was raised?
Yeah, we're going to have to park it for sure. I mean, this is not going to be 100 units, obviously. It's not a large piece of property. This is not a very large scale project. And so, you know, we anticipate having, I think they're thinking about probably, you know, two bedroom units. We're going to have to park it, but there's probably going to be at the absolute maximum on this site, 10 or 12 units, if you could even get that in there. And so we're going to have to park it. It'll probably be on some type of pedestal with the parking on there, but we'll have to park it one way or another.
Any other questions? All right. Any discussion? Do I have a motion?
Cole's motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
Urban second.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Amick?
Yes.
Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Mr. Nochica?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Ms. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Welch?
Yes.
All right. And I too say yes. Project passes. Thing passes. All right. Ms. Wilson would like to introduce a couple of interns, I believe.
They're a little shy. I'm going to have them come up so that their parents can see that they are attending meetings as they are required to do for this internship. I do want to take a point of personal privilege and just remind you all that we will be having summer hours starting on June the 3rd. That will go until September the 6th. So that means that we will be closing at noon on Fridays. Anybody out there that wants to have a meeting with us anytime after that, which we hope will not be a regular occasion, needs to give us 72 hours so that we can make a proper arrangements to have somebody available to meet with you. So I did want to make sure that we got that back on the record again. And with that said, we've got our two interns. Come. One is Mia. How do you pronounce your last name? I'm sorry. Flewellen. And the other is Mackenzie King. So you can tell them what school you're from and what you're going to be doing next year.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie. I go to Memorial Day School. I'm a senior. And next year I am going to Bruton Parker to play soccer.
Yay.
Hello, my name is Maya Flewellen. I'm Memorial Day School senior as well, and I'm going to Georgia Southern, and I'm undecided right now.
Thank you.
And so we're excited to have these ladies here. They're working with our staff in historic preservation.
And we have a longer-term college intern?
We do, and I was looking for Avery. Oh, here he is.
Going to have you come up, Avery.
Yes, and we do have Avery Young. He is a student at UGA majoring in geology, and he is working with our GIS team. We've got him working on a couple of really good projects already, so we're excited to have him here. Do you want to say something? Or?
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to learn more about planning, GIS, the whole nine yards. I'll be here all summer. If you have any questions or help with anything, I'll be here.
All right. What year are you in?
I'm going to be a rising junior.
Thank you. Welcome. All right. We have a very brief executive session.
If I could get a Cole's back. Motion to move into executive session.
Irvin, second.
All in favor, voice vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll send you the
Coles, make the motion to return from executive session.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion to adjourn.
Hold on, you got to stay.
Oh. No votes were taken. We discussed personnel matters, and that was about it.
Coles, motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Y'all have a great week. Thank you.